Earlier in the session, the House voted by a clear majority to remove the Zion curtain, but that move was opposed by the Senate, particularly by Republican John Valentine of Orem.
Our restaurants are family-friendly, and we don't want to have the atmosphere that encourages consumption of alcohol.
Valentine sponsored a new liquor bill which excluded language about the Zion curtain. After some negotiations between House and Senate members, the House passed the bill on the final day of the session. But numerous representatives were disappointed that the Zion curtain would remain in Utah restaurants, including Republican Spencer Cox of Fairview.
I have yet to see any data or any study or anything that says that the so-called Zion curtain has any effect whatsoever on alcohol consumption. It's illogical, it makes no sense, and I hope we can try again next year.
Republican Representative Francis Gibson of Mapleton says the bill at least takes a step forward by allowing restaurant chains to obtain a single license.
There are things that this bill did not give us, but there are also things that it does. I look at the master license. I look at the ability that that will bring for new restaurants and new cities and communities to be able to open up and feel like they can be competitive and serve in those areas. We are continuing to evolve. We're going to knock a hole in the iron wall, one sledgehammer at a time.
The bill also allows for tastings of liquor, wine, and beer. It now goes to Governor Herbert for approval. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.